Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Somehow, someway, Carolina avoided three strikes and you're out against Virginia Tech. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Most basketball teams don't survive what happened to the Tar Heels Saturday versus Virginia Tech, even if they are playing at home. For starters, PU, the Hokies darted out to a 12-0 lead. 12-zip before Carolina scored, forcing Roy Williams to call a timeout before the first official TV break. Now it's a long game, and 12 points are certainly not insurmountable. But anyone watching saw an 11-9 Virginia Tech team come out with far more energy and purpose than the favored home team. And the Hokies had a good game plan, sprinting back in defense and daring Carolina to shoot from outside with its best zone buster, P.J. Hairston, on the bench in civvies. To their credit, the Tar Heels started scrapping and, despite strike two, poor shooting and untimely turnovers, managed to pull even late in the first half before two more blunders allowed Tech to lead by six at the break. And this is with Reggie Bullock, Leslie McDonald, and J.P. Tokido shooting 0-for-9. Luckily, freshman Marcus Page canned three three-pointers and James Michael McAdoo found some room to operate inside the Hokies' active 2-3 zone defense. Strike three was simply a day when the other team seemed to have your number. The Tar Heels had four chances to take the lead in the second half and finally did when Bryce Johnson, who missed two dead layups previously, tipped in a McAdoo miss. And with two chances to win the game in the last minute of regulation, Carolina turned the ball over twice without getting a shot. If ever this looked like one of those days, it was Saturday. Virginia Tech's Eric Green, the nation's leading scorer, missed a follow-away to win it, and the Tar Heels literally turned the page in overtime when little Marcus hit two beauties from outside that blew the game open. Carolina lost every statistical category except rebounding and the final score. Most notably, Bullock and McDonald went 1-for-13 from behind the arc. Fortunately, another double-double for McAdoo, and Page, playing the game of his young college life, turned what looked like a strikeout into a home run of a win at the end. This is Archansky. See ya.